Now, from the KSRM studios on King Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
One person was killed and three were injured by a landslide that prompted a mandatory evacuation in Ketchikan. Three people were transported to Ketchikan Medical Center following the landslide, which struck around 4 p.m. on Sunday and damaged homes and infrastructure. The Ketchikan Gateway Borough and City of Ketchikan said in a joint statement on Sunday. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy declared an emergency for Ketchikan, while Borough Mayor Rodney Dial and City Mayor Dave Kiffer issued a separate emergency declaration. Kiffer said the loss of life was heartbreaking, and my heart goes out to those who lost their homes. In my 65 years in Ketchikan, I have never seen a slide of this magnitude. With the slides we have seen across the region, there is clearly a region-wide issue that we need to try to understand with the support of our state geologist, Kiffer said. Two of the victims were admitted to the hospital and one was treated and released. All others have been accounted for, the statement said. Kroger and Albertsons will defend their plan to merge and try to overcome the U.S. government's objections in a federal court hearing scheduled to begin Monday in Oregon. The two companies proposed what would be the largest supermarket merger in U.S. history in October of 2022. They say joining together would help them rein in costs and better compete with big rivals like Walmart and Costco. But the Federal Trade Commission sued to try to block the deal, saying it would eliminate competition and raise grocery prices in a time of already high food price inflation. The commission also alleged that quality would suffer and workers' wages and benefits would decline if Kroger and Albertsons no longer competed with one another. The FTC is seeking a preliminary injunction that would block the merger while its complaint goes before an in-house administrative law judge. In a three-week hearing set to begin on Monday, U.S. District Court Judge Adrian Nelson is expected to hear from around 40 witnesses, including the CEOs of Kroger and Albertsons, before deciding whether to issue the injunction. The attorneys general of Arizona, California, the District of Columbia, Illinois, Maryland, Nevada, New Mexico, Oregon, and Wyoming all joined the case on the FTC's side. Kroger, based in Cincinnati, Ohio, operates 2,800 stores in 35 states, including brands like Ralph's, Smith's, and Harris Teeter. Albertsons, based in Boise, Idaho, operates 2,273 stores in 34 states, including brands like Safeway, Jewel Osco, and Shaw's. Together, the companies employ around 710,000 people. The Alaska Mental Health Trust Land Office's 2024 fall land sale auction is underway, with final bids due by November 4, 2024 at 4:30 p.m. This year's land sale auction includes 55 parcels in locations across South Central, Southeast, and Interior Alaska that will be sold to the highest bidder. Revenue generated from land sales will help fund programs and services that support Alaska's Mental Health Trust beneficiaries across the state. The 2024 sale includes unique parcels on road systems and in remote locations, as well as waterfront parcels. Photos, maps, survey details, parcel access, and additional information, including the minimum bid, are available for available parcels on the Trust Land Auction webpage, www.alaskamentalhealthtrust.org/fall-land-sale. Land sale auction includes parcels in or near Big Lake, Delta Junction, Esther, Fox, Hollis, Little Jackaloff Bay, Nanana, Nikiski, Petersburg, Kuprianov, Salcha, Sterling, and Wrangell. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.